Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of how to live by God's manifested power and might. And we're talking specifically about the spirit of might. And we're going to pick up, as we're talking in the New Testament, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." The word strong is a word endunamo, which means to be empowered within. The word power is kratos, which means a active manifested power. And the word might is ischus, which means mighty force. This verse is literally saying that believers are to be empowered within in the Lord and in the manifested power of his mighty force. The verbs are in the present tense, which means that the believers are commanded to continually have the power of God resident within themselves so that they can continually manifest the power of God out of themselves with mighty force. This is accomplished by the Lord, and he does it through believers as they do what is necessary to see this come to pass. Now, how is this accomplished? In Ephesians 6:11, it says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Through putting on the whole armor of God, that's the way that we're going to have the power of God resident within us and manifest out of us with mighty force. When we talk about putting on the whole armor of God, the words "whole armor" is the Greek word panoplia, which is a compound of two Greek words. One word, pos, means all, and the second word, hoplon, means weapons or armor or tools for war. The verb form of hoplon is hoplizo, which means to arm oneself. So when it's talking about the whole armor, it's referring to all the weapons and armor that are necessary for the believer to arm himself for war. Now, this armor is not physical armor against a physical enemy. It is spiritual armor against the spiritual enemy, who is the devil. Now, when it talks about putting on, this particular Greek word means to sink into a garment or into clothes, like you're putting on clothes. Now, how is this accomplished? It is accomplished through the Word of God in our heart and in our mind. We put on spiritual clothes when the Word is written in us. Now, this Greek word for put on is in the aorist tense, middle voice, imperative mood. The aorist tense refers to doing this once and then it is accomplished. In other words, it's not continual like the present tense that we continually put the armor of God on, meaning once we have it on, then it is on. The middle voice indicates that the subject is a doer of the action and he receives the benefits of the action. The use of the middle voice reveals that the believer puts on the armor of God himself for his own benefit and he experiences the results of having done it. The imperative mood means that this is a command from God. So the way that we have the power of God resident within us and manifesting out of us with mighty force is by putting on the whole armor of God, which is the spiritual armor used against a spiritual enemy, the devil. And all the parts of the armor involve the Word of God, written in our heart, written in our mind. Now, this putting on of the armor is accomplished little by little through progressive knowledge of the Word being written in the heart and mind. And then, once it is on, it's done. It doesn't have to be done over and over, as long as the Word stays in our heart and mind. Now, there are other factors involved in seeing the spirit of might manifest in one's life. In Isaiah chapter 30, in verse 15, here it speaks, "Thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and you would not." The word strength is gibberah, which is the Hebrew word for might. And so this verse says that your mighty force shall be in quietness, which implies being at rest or being at peace, and in confidence, which means a trusting confidence. So the spirit of might can manifest when you are at peace and when you have a trusting confidence in the Lord. This means that you're not going to see it manifest if you have fear or anxiety or turmoil or some other negative workings in your heart or soul, and also if you lack trust and confidence in the Lord. We see something further in Jeremiah 10, verse 6. "For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might." The word might, again, gibberah, which means mighty force. And so here the spirit of might is manifest through the name of the Lord, which in the New Testament is the name of Jesus. So when we speak in the name of Jesus, we are releasing the authority delegated to us, and the spirit of might is manifested when we speak in the name of Jesus. We also see further revelation about the devil having might in Luke chapter 11, verse 21 to 22. Here it says, "When a strong man, armed, keeps his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor wherein he trusted and divideth his spoils." Verse 21, the phrase "a strong man" is one Greek word, ischoros, a form of ischio, which means one who has mighty force. So this is talking about the devil who has mighty force, and it says he's armed, he keeps his goods in peace. Well, in verse 22, it says, "The stronger one comes upon him." The word "stronger" is also the same Greek word, ischoros, which means one who is mightier in force. Now, who's the one that's mightier in force? It's the Lord. The Lord has more mighty force than the devil, and he comes upon the strong man who has mighty force, the devil, and he conquers him. The word "overcome" is the Greek word "nikao," which means to conquer and carry off the victory. Thus, this reveals that Satan has mighty force as a strong man, and he's kept people in bondage. But Jesus has mightier force who comes upon him and conquers him and carries off the victory through the spirit of might. We also see that evil spirits have might in Matthew chapter 8. Here it says, "There met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by him." This particular word "might" is a Greek word, ischio, meaning mighty force. So the phrase "no man might pass by that way" would be literally translated, "no man had mighty power to pass by that way." This indicates that it takes mighty power manifest against evil spirits in the two bound men to be able to pass by. So what this means is evil spirits had mighty power within themselves in those two that were bound, keeping them in the state that they were in. We see another place in Mark 5:4, where it says, "Neither could any man tame him." Again, talking about a man who was bound with evil spirits. The word "could" is the same word, ischio. And so this is the account where the man from Gadara had a legion of demons in him. And so here it literally says, "Neither had any man mighty force to tame him." Again, this implies that evil spirits have mighty force, and it will take mighty force through the Lord to conquer them. That's why believers in Christ must have the spirit of might in manifestation to cast out devils to set the people free. In Matthew chapter 12, in verse 28 and 29, Jesus said, "If I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you." And then in verse 29, "How can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house?" Here we see Jesus casting out the demons to bring the kingdom of God, the rule and the reign of God, into manifestation. Well, in verse 29, it speaks of entering a strong man's house. And again, this word "strong man" is the word ischoros, meaning one who has mighty force, and it's referring again to the devil. Now, the strong man's house consists of the demons that are in a person. See, the demonic network is the demonic house. And so it's talking about entering into this house to spoil it, which is what happens when one casts the demons out of a person. So in order to spoil the demonic house in a person by casting out the demons, Jesus said that one must first bind the strong man. The word "bind" is a Greek word "deia," which means to tie up, like fastening one with chains. Binding is done by using our spiritual authority that's delegated to us in the name of Jesus. Now, having bound Satan, who has mighty force, then we cast out the demons in the name of Jesus, who is mightier in force to spoil the devil's house in a person. The word "spoil" is a Greek word "diarpazo," which means to plunder and to seize. So when these demons are cast out of a person, the devil's house is plundered and seized, and the result is the person will be freed from that mighty, forceful man's house, that's Satan's house, through the demons in a person. And this is why we have to rise up and cast out the demons in order to see people be set free. So the believer in Christ has authority over the devil. He's to bind Satan, enter the house of demons, cast them out in the name of Jesus, plunder and seize the devil's house, see the person set free from all bondage to the enemy. And it takes the spirit of might. It's the spirit of might manifest through our authority delegated to us, by which we command the demons to come out of the person in the name of Jesus, and that will bring forth freedom and liberty. In Luke 6, verse 47 and 48, we see something important. It says, "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock." In verse 47, where it speaks of one being a hearer and a doer of the word, heareth and doeth are in the present tense, which means continuous, repeated action. And then in verse 48, it says this one who's consistent, hearer and doer of the word, is like one who builds a house, lays the foundation on a rock, so that when a flood comes against the house, it could not shake it. The word could is this Greek word, ischō, which means mighty force. So this is declaring that the flood, which is like a type of an attack from the enemy, the devil, it will have no mighty force against a house that's built on the foundation on a rock. This means that the devil will come with mighty force against one spiritual house, and he's trying to bring destruction against it. Well, Satan is not going to be able to be successful if the believer has built his spiritual house in such a way that it has mighty force so it won't be shaken by the attack. How does the believer build his house this way? He builds his house to have mighty force to withstand the attack of the enemy by being a consistent hearer and doer of the word of God, so that the power of God is resonant within and manifesting out with mighty force. So we are going to build our spiritual house so it has mighty force, and then the enemy will not be able to even shake it, because the believer has mightier force through Jesus Christ because of the word that he's heard and what he does consistently. So he has built a mighty spiritual house to withstand all the attacks of the enemy. Our faith is also important, as we see in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 34. It speaks of quenching the violence of fire, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. This is speaking of what our faith will do for us to bring victory. In the midst of the verse, it says, waxed valiant in fight. The word waxed is this Greek word kinomai, which means to become. The word valiant is ischōros, meaning mighty and forceful. And the word fight is a Greek word which means to war or to battle. So this means that we are to become mighty and forceful in war or battle. And how are we going to do this? Through our faith. That's the way we're going to become mighty, forceful in spiritual warfare against the enemy. In fact, in the measure that one's faith grows and increases, becomes strong, that'll be the measure of mighty force for spiritual warfare in being able to successfully fight against the enemy. Well, we're out of time for today. We're going to continue sharing on this important subject of the spirit of might. And as we bring these principles to you, they are going to enable you to live by God's manifested power and might in your life. As I close, I have a book on this subject called How to Live by Manifest Power and Might, available for $7, postage paid. To get it, please call 602-279-5212. In closing, I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. If you're looking for a church that teaches the uncompromised word and will minister healing and deliverance to you continually until you are set free, come to our services on Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.